Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, you know what was remarkable about the Sanctuary City hearings yesterday? Very telling. All of the Democrat governors sitting there denied that they supported sanctuary for illegal immigrants. What? Us? No, me? I signed it. A what? What kind of executive order? No, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't. This is, folks, this is a microcosm of how they operate. Weeks and weeks and weeks of wink, wink, nod, nod. Trump's a dictator. We should get in the streets. Trump's a dictator. We should get in the streets. Dictator, dictator. Got to stand up to a dictator. Maybe you should go out in the streets and stand up to the dictator after lie, after lie, after lie, fomenting the violence, fomenting the violence, fomenting the violence. And then when the violence happens, they act like, wow, where did that come from? But they don't condemn it. Wink, wink, nod, nod.
There is a gathering, a large gathering of people. The anarchists see it as an opportunity and they move in. So always have to be careful whether you see a burned car or a broken window or whatever it is. It may be the exuberance of the moment, but it may be the anarchist setting in. I heard one of the former police chiefs of
Los
Angeles.
Yeah, I can't listen to her lie anymore. It says these anarchists, they might come from like nowhere. We don't know where they come from. We're as mystified as you are while we foment the violence. Folks, the most shocking thing on the show yesterday was a UK Daily Mail article. You know what they did? They got inside an 8,500-strong LAPD police department chat room, and they were following the chats, and they later verified with the person who oversees it that, yes, this did happen, the spokesperson. Karen Bass, think about this for a minute. This is a special level of evil. Karen Bass, who acts shocked by the violence, wow, didn't see that coming, tried to get those federal agents hurt or killed, maybe burned alive. How? Mayor of LA. Do you know what she did? She personally went to the police control room to keep the police from LAPD responding to the federal agents' calls for help when the liberal lunatic protesters surrounded that ICE building. Let that sink in. But Trump, you see, is a dictator because he won't let the violence just happen. It's all very natural. Just let it happen. Trump's a dictator. And then they act like, wow, what violence? You mean the violence you could have stopped, except you personally went to the control room to make sure that those agents remain trapped in that building with the liberal lunatics outside? You know, the ones who are prone to setting things on fire, like the building? Yeah, those. It's a special kind of evil. And more than anything, y'all, they lie to their own sheeple. Their sheeple are their biggest victims. Like, here's Representative Tom Emmer. And none of the three broke. All three said, no, we cooperate with ICE. We're not running sanctuary cities. What? Who? No, us? No, no. We don't know anything about that. Here is Governor Tim Walz, Minnesota, confronted with his own words as he lies.
He just I guess you just claim that you support policies. You're not a sanctuary state, but you support policies that prevent ICE from doing their job.
Congressman,
isn't that right?
That is incorrect, Congressman. We follow the same laws when you were in the Minnesota House. The law has not changed.
If you'll allow me, I've got limited time. Well, that's what you tweeted, by the way, sir. On May 23rd, 2018, you tweeted, quote, "I support policies that keep law enforcement from enforcing federal laws," close quote.
See? And he just lies, denies it. Why? Who's the audience there? Who's his intended audience? Not me, not you. We know. We know these are sanctuary cities. We know these are sanctuary states. No. His intended audience is his sheeple. God, Democrat? No, we're just like Trump. We don't have sanctuary cities. We don't put illegals before Americans. That's the Democrat Party does not do that. That's not a thing. We don't prefer illegals, but they do. You're seeing that in the streets. Folks, where do they want to end up here? I'm going to play you some more of this coming up. Where do they intend to end up? They want you to wake up one day in a one-party system that they control and have no idea how you got there. And then they'll do what they always do, take a victory lap and admit that they flooded the country on purpose to outvote you and replace you. But they don't want you to know it's happening, or their sheeple, who now in majorities object to a lot of the things they're doing, which is why they have to deny them. Folks, if the polling was what the mainstream media said it was on immigration and the raids and all of that, because they're lying now, saying, oh, Trump's underwater, he's under 50% on immigration, on illegal immigration, blah, blah, blah. If it was that way, would these Democrats be lying yesterday in that hearing? No, they don't want to be personally associated with their own policies. They want you to wake up one day in an authoritarian regime. Let me tell you how that's going to work. Those street thugs you're seeing right now, who are they attacking? Federal agents? Yeah, that's how it starts. That's how it started in the Russian Revolution, which they are copying. I've documented that exhaustively. They start with attacks on cops and federal agents. That's how the Russian Revolution started. It went for 20 years. It wasn't immediate. That was the Marxist in the streets doing that. Then anyone who criticized them got attacked. Then anyone who supported the police got attacked. Then any jury who convicted one of these Marxists, they found them in their living room. Then the torture squad started. They'd come to your house. They killed over 22,000 people in their own homes, in their own backyard. Some of them they boiled alive. We're not there yet. They'll get there, though. They will. Give them a chance. It's how it started. You're watching it right now. By the way, folks, they tried to start this with the Summer of Love. Go read about the Russian Revolution. Again, the number of Marxists was very, very small compared to the population. The population was heavily armed. That's why they're using this playbook. We are too. How do you conquer a heavily armed what is a playbook for conquering a heavily armed, highly militarily trained, you know, society? Fear. Street thugs. It's the same MO that the Nazis and the communists used in Weimar Republic. Now, and the Nazis beat the communists, could have gone either way. If you spoke politically, you stood up and you spoke without the permission of the communists, the black shirts, or the brown shirts in pre-Nazi Germany, they beat you. They also beat everybody who came. Those street thugs you're seeing right now will rule you if you give them the chance. That's the plan. That's why they have to lie. They have to lie till they can get there. They have to sneak and cheat and lie. The border? No, the border is closed. It's no. Donald Trump is just making that up. He's just mad because he's on his way to prison. 12 million? No. We didn't know. We didn't let in over 300,000 a month. We didn't, that never happened. Not us. What are you talking about? Sanctuary cities? No, I don't know anything about that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, right now, fiery but mostly peaceful in Iran. USA could join Iran in terms of, could join Israel in terms of protecting the Israeli space from Iranian missiles, they're saying. Israel's hit 6 military bases around Tehran so far. Targeted assassinations, top 3 members of the military are dead. The number 1 top-ranking member of the military was the number 2 top-ranking leader in Iran. He is dead. Nuclear scientists are killed. They've been killing them for years. That's actually what slowed Iran down in getting the bomb. They probably would have it by now if Israel didn't so faithfully kill the nuclear scientist. And then Natanz nuclear facility is completely destroyed. Strategic airport from which bombers could take off, theoretically, has been wiped out. They're saying the Israelis now admitting the blitz was years in the making. And that the Mossad did infiltrate the heart of Iran in a series of secret operations. The IDF is saying Israelis at the end of this, there will be no nuclear threat. None. They're also saying that in a twist, U.S. diplomacy served as cover for the surprise attack. And by that, they mean it helped lull Iran into the belief no action was imminent. There were negotiations with the Trump team planned for this weekend. In other words, the idea was to keep them off guard. And in that way, the U.S. worked with Israel, you know, thinking, hey, you know, we're just talking smack on bombing y'all and getting rid of your nuclear facilities, which we've been doing since the beginning of this Trump term. In fact, Trump's rhetoric has actually scaled down on bombing Iran, not scaled up. And they had that meeting this weekend. So I think Iran is just used to decades of us talking smack but doing nothing, or if the Democrats are in office, actively funding them. So that helped lull Iran into a belief that no action was imminent, and then they hit. So this is going to be a game changer. I'm getting a lot of texts. I got one. If you think this is so great, why don't you sign your whole family up for the draft? Who are we fighting in the draft? I'm getting texts. We're going to have war. It's going to be war. There's a war. With who? Who are we going to fight? Like, where would we fight? This is to prevent war. This is so that the next guys on hang gliders don't have nuclear suitcases. Dirty bombs. This is so that the next set of drone missiles that the Houthis launch at our naval ships and our cargo ships in the Red Sea, where 20% of world trade goes through, are not nuclear tipped. That's what this is. And nobody's going to suit up and go fight somebody. That's how we used to conduct warfare. It's not happening now. Text writes, Terry, you were advocating for World War III. Somebody text me and tell me how that's going to happen. World War III with who? Who's world war? Who are we going to fight? What country? Where will we fight? This is to stop World War III. Iran can't get a nuke. And just think about that. This is a country that has not only threatened to assassinate Donald Trump, but tried. What's your end game? Well, we'll just let them have whatever they want and they'll like us. No, they're already funding Democrat violent street marches in this country. Democrats were cool with it. They love Iran. They were hunting Donald Trump in an attempt to kill him in this country with the tacit blessing of the Democrats, who a week later invited the president of Iran to America after we caught the last assassin, who was, by the way, the second assassin, not the first. No sanctions, no diplomatic, you know, changes of status, nothing. Why? Because Democrats were fine with it. Texter writes, Tara, some of your listeners are fools. Ignore them. Texter writes, Tara, this is the catalyst. Folks, here's the thing. We may see some retaliation. I have no doubt that a third of the, you know, Iranian Revolutionary Guards on the ground in this country, because Joe Biden let them in thinking they'd vote Democrat or at very least join their Hamas friends in our universities and march with the Democrat. They're here. But they were going to be here no matter what. And they were instructed by their leader to murder Trump and everyone around him. That has not changed. It's not a change situation. Joe Biden put us in mortal danger. And we cannot live according to, well, don't make them mad. They'll kill us. They're on our soil. That's not going to work out. Texter writes, Tara, this was brilliant. They need to keep going. They don't need to stop. If they stop now, it'll give them a chance to get reorganized. We need to take the leadership out and let the Iranian people take over from there. Let them start getting involved. Texter writes, Tara, Israel did us a favor. These trolls are dumb. I love any kind of issue where the audience gets like just very divided and y'all start butting heads. It makes for good radio. Texter writes, Tara, Israel did us a favor. These trolls are dumb. Joe Biden gave them $300 billion in cash. Well, it was $40 billion in actual cash and $260 in sanctions relief, oil money, which funded this. Texter writes, how about Russia, China, Iran, and America? You're clueless. Okay. Well, let's run through that. Russia wouldn't dare. They're not going to retaliate. On behalf of Iran, NATO hopes they will retaliate this morning so they can have a reason to finally get into World War III. Russia's not that dumb. They're not going to hit a NATO country. They're simply not. They're not going to give NATO the provocation to the Euroweenies to finally go get them. It's not going to happen. It'd be self-destructive. China? Folks, does it really matter? I mean, they've sent... What? They sent the last bioweapon on Sunday. We're not even a week away from that. Then they sent the other, you know, weaponized, crop-killing, reproductive system-ending, liver-collapsing bioweapon last year. We just caught them. Never mind the hackings. And, folks, that's before we bombed Iran. So, I mean, it's not going to change. They're going to keep trying to kill us with everything from fentanyl to blight. Weaponized blight. So I don't see a change there. I mean, I don't think we can let fear of China's next bioweapon attack stop us, because let me tell you, I'm here to tell you folks, it's coming anyway. Texter writes, Tara, you are spot on with leaders like those in Iran saying death to America. Are these folks delusional? Are these folks delusional? These listeners who keep saying we want World War III. Sometimes hard decisions have to be made to prevent bad people from doing horrible things. Yes.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.